You're listening to SBS News.
On June 4, 1984, Misa Mirimoto's twin sister Miho left her home in the central Japanese city of Kofu to study at the library. That evening, the restaurant where she worked part-time called to say she had not appeared. 3 decades on, Mia Yamamoto has not been found. Misa Morimoto believes North Korean agents abducted her.
Morimoto Misa-to-imasu.
My name is Misa Morimoto. I've been looking for my twin sister who went missing 34 years ago at the age of 20. She is highly suspected to be in North Korea as one of many abductees. I believe that my sister is tenaciously living in North Korea, waiting for help without giving up.
The Japanese government officially lists 17 of its nationals as abducted by North Korea. After years of denial, North Korea admitted in 2002 to kidnapping 13 in the 1970s and 80s to train as spies. Following the admission, 5 were returned to Japan, while North Korea insisted 8 had died, and the remaining 4 in question never entered its territory. A specialist on North Korea at the Australian National University, Leonard Petrov, says following the releases, North Korea considered the issue resolved.
North Koreans claim that those who were kept in North Korea have already been released and repatriated. But the allegations are that apparently there are more people inside North Korea. It is a controversial topic, and it's always been used by the government of Japan in order to pressure North Korea.
Japan suspects hundreds more may have been taken, and its politicians and family members have maintained a protracted emotional campaign to keep the issue in the national consciousness. Now, as an unprecedented summit between the United States and North Korea looms, Ms. Morimoto says she's hopeful of her sister's return, citing the release in May of 3 US citizens held by the Koreans.
Recently, 3 American detainees were freed, and when I saw that, I wondered, why can America save them and Japan can't save the abductees?
It has long been a key issue for Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and ahead of the meeting, he's pushed hard for US President Donald Trump to make it central to the talks. Just days before the summit, he's been in Washington looking for assurances that Japan's concerns will be addressed, with the abductees at the top of his list.
If we are to have the summit meeting, the nuclear, the missile, and what is more important, the abduction issue, the solution to all these issues must be sought. And I hope that we will be able to realize it at the summit meeting, which will lead to a solution of the problem. But first and foremost, we need to seek advancement for the abductions, the nuclear and missile programs. Japan and the U.S. should closely cooperate with each other so that we will be able to see great success for the historic U.S.-North Korea summit meeting. Japan would like to give our all-out effort and support.
Precise details of the agenda for President Trump's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are not known. But Mr. Trump has been clear he is intent on negotiating an end to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. He has met the families of abductees several times, though, and promised on a number of occasions to address the issue. Following their latest meeting, Mr. Trump has assured Mr. Abe it will be on the agenda.
I will tell you on the Prime Minister's behalf that he very much talked about abduction. It was preeminent in our conversations. He talked about it long and hard and passionately, and I will follow his wishes, and we will be discussing that with North Korea. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Some analysts are skeptical about whether the United States will be willing to raise what is seen as an issue limited to Japan. Leonard Petrov at the ANU says even if President Trump raises it, he doubts it will lead to any concrete solutions.
It makes sense to bring this topic for the discussion, but I don't think there's going to be much of a resolution because the North Korean government claims that the problem has been resolved.
Japan was included in a previous round of nuclear talks with North Korea in 2003, known as the Six-Party Talks, and including China, Russia, South Korea, Japan, and the United States. Dr. Petrov says Japan's persistence on resolving the abductee issue at that time was one reason the discussions collapsed. He warns if President Trump is too persistent on the issue, he risks the same fate.
I think it's a rather risky area. I think it's the zone which President Trump should mention, but probably shouldn't press too hard. Otherwise, the risk that the future summit is going to collapse in the same way as the six-party talks were disrupted is increased.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.